詩編155:8-14。
Psalm 145:8-14.
主は情け深く、憐れみ深く、怒るのに遅く、恵みに富んでおられます。主はすべてのものに慈しみ深く、その憐れみは作られたすべてのものの上にあります。主よ、あなたが作られたすべてのものはあなたに感謝し、あなたにある敬虔な者たちはあなたを褒めたたえます。彼らはあなたの王国の栄光を告げ、あなたの大能の技を語ります。こうして人の子らに主の大能の技と主の王国の輝かしい栄光を知らせます。あなたの王国は永遠にわたる王国、あなたの統治は世々限りなく続きます。主は倒れる者を皆支え、かがんでいる者を皆起こされます。
The Lord is gracious. He shows mercy to his people. For him, anger does not come easily, but faithful love does, and it is rich and abundant. But the Eternal's goodness is not exclusive. It is offered freely to all. His mercy extends to all his creation.All creation will stand in awe of you, O Eternal One. Thanks will pour from the mouths of every one of your creatures. Your holy people will bless you. They will not be silent. They will talk of the grandeur of your kingdom and celebrate the wonder of your power until everyone on earth who has ears to hear knows your valiant acts and the splendor of your kingdom. Them will never end. Your rule will endure forever.You are faithful to your promise, and your acts are marked with grace. The Eternal sustains all who stumble on their way. For those who are broken down, God is near. He raises them up in hope.
皆さん、おはようございます。
Good morning, everyone.
今回はカンボジアをテーマに、私たちの信仰と思いを神様に向けていければと思います。
Today I'm going to share with you about the Cambodian mission, and how it connects with our lives of faith.
カンボジアという国について簡単に説明すると、アジアの中で最も貧しい国として位置づけられている国です。
If I were to simply and quickly explain something about Cambodia, it would be that it is considered one of the poorest nations in Asia.
現在は各国の経済援助などを受け、高い経済発展を遂げているという情報もありますが、それは一部の都市部だけの話で、農村部、田舎を中心に路上で暮らすストリートチルドレンや児童労働、人身売買などが後を絶たない状況が続いています。
Currently, the nation has achieved one of the highest economic developments in recent years. But however, this is in part due to the economic and financial assistance of other nations globally, and is limited to just a few urban areas within Cambodia itself. Especially in the rural areas of Cambodia, there isn't much change, and there still exist major challenges with human trafficking, with child labor, and with street children.
富裕層と貧困層の格差が一層拡大し、深刻化しています。ただお金を送るだけでは解決できない問題がたくさんあり、今の私たちには何もすることができません。
The gap between the wealthy and the poor is continuing to widen, and it's becoming even more concentrated in the nation. There are many problems that can't be solved just by giving money.And areas that we can't do anything about to help with at this point.
そんな感覚に陥ってしまうくらい、私たちの想像を超える過酷な状況にあります。ですが神様は違います。神様にはその問題を解決する計画があり、力があります。
It is a harsh reality that is even beyond most of our imagination. And we can feel powerless about that. But God is different.God has a plan, and God has the power to bring resolution to these challenges.
私たちはそんな神様を信じ、自分できるどんな小さなことでも祈り、行動するという使命があります。
We have a mission to which God calls all of us. First, to believe in such an all-powerful God that has a plan. And then, to seek in prayer what God wants and what God wills for us to do actively to participate in that plan.
そんな私も2019年のカンボジアの旅に参加し、神様の働きを体験しました。4年経った今でも、その時に感じたことや学んだことは、今でも私の信仰生活に大きく働いてくれています。
I served as a team member that went to Cambodia in 2019, and I got to experience God's work through that time. Even now, 4 years later,What I felt and what I learned during that mission experience still play a big role in my life and in my faith today.
言語の壁を越える愛の力や、目には見えないけど私たちのチームを支え続けてくれたリーダーの存在、また神様の中で貧困に苦しむカンボジアの子どもたちも、日本で暮らす私たちも同じように愛を注いでいる神の子であることを目の当たりにしました。
The power of love.Love that transcends language barriers. Although invisible, I witnessed it in the presence of our leaders who continue to support and guide our mission team. I also saw it with my own eyes that God's love for His children is poured out equally upon both the Cambodian children who are suffering from poverty and for those of us who live here in Japan too.
帰国するときにも何か状況が良くなったわけではないけれど、本当に神様がいて、私たちを愛するようにカンボジアの子たちも愛していることに気づかされ、ほっとしたことを思い出しました。
When I returned to Japan, I felt assured that God really does exist, and that just as He loves us, His love runs just as deeply for those Cambodian children, even though their situation has not yet been resolved.
カンボジアの旅でそれだけ神様の働きを見ることはできたのはどうしてなのか、当時の自分の心を振り返りました。そして3つの要素に気づきました。
I took some time in preparation for today, and I was reflecting upon myself, and why was I able to see and be responsive to God's work so much more clearly during that mission trip to Cambodia? And through my reflectionI realized three contributing reasons.
まず、非日常であったこと。日本にいたら味わえない非日常的な体験の数々にワクワクしていました。
First of all, I was excited about all the new and different experiences that I couldn't have had if I had not stepped out of my daily routine and out of Japan.
そして、期待。神様がこの旅でどんな働きをしてくれるのか、毎日神様に期待してワクワクしていました。
Secondly, I went into it with an excitement and an expectation about how God Himself would be actively at work. And I even expected to notice God's work every single day.
さらに楽しいということです。同年代と衣食住を共にし、同じ目的を持って活動することはとても楽しくてワクワクしていました。
In addition, number three, it was genuinely fun to share life in closer community together, where we stayed, what we ate, even what we wore during that trip, with others of the same age group and working towards a common goal.
ミッション3での目的は神様の働きを目にすることです。カンボジアに行くことがなかなか難しい今の状況ですが、この要素さえ揃えば神様の働きにもう一度気づき、カンボジアのような体験を味わえるんじゃないかと思います。
One of the purposes for us to do Mission Sunday here at Mito Church is to open our eyes with expectation to see the work of God both here and elsewhere in other places. For a variety of different reasons, going to Cambodia for many of us may be difficult right nowBut I think if we all possess the three things that I just shared that were contributing reasons, I truly believe every single one of us can see the work of God through new, fresh eyes and really experience the fun and the joy in participating in the Cambodian mission together.
そこで皆さんに協力してほしいことがあります。
So on that note, there's something that we want to ask everyone to do to encourage some active participation right now.
つ目、日常に喜びを見つけたら、教会の人3人以上に自分の喜びをシェアしてください。
The first thing is, I want you to find something in your daily life in which you find joy, and then share that with three other people in the church family.
2つ目、喜びをシェアされたら喜びをお返しして、さらに3人の人に喜びをシェアしてください。
Secondly, after you've heard from three other people about the joy that they found, then share your joy again with three more people.
内容はどんな小さなものでも構いません。私だったら担任している生徒25人が全員出席したとか、仕事が一段落しましたとか、とにかく大切なのは、小さな喜びに、目を向けることです。
You can share anything. It can be anything small. It doesn't matter. Something simple like this. Like, I'm a teacher and I have 25 students in my class and all of them actually came to class one day this week. Or、you can some kind of praise that you received about something that you did really well. It doesn't matter. Just something that brought you joy.
もし返せる喜びがなかったら、次の日喜びを見つけられるように祈ってもらってください。
Our daily lives are actually very blessed by God's grace and provision, and it's easy for us to become used to it and to become numb to its goodness, and focus rather on how we can try to escape our daily life to do something exciting or different.
私たちの日常はとても恵まれています。ですが、それに慣れると日常から抜け出したくなり、非日常へと逃げたくなります。
So if you're struggling to find that thing, even take a moment to pray and ask God to reveal to you something that you can be joyful and thankful for.
カンボジアの子どもたちが朝目を覚めて、私たちの日常を味わったら、きっと天国だと勘違いするのではないでしょうか。カンボジアの子どもたちが願っても願っても手にできない日常を、私たちは手にしていることを思い出しましょう。
I think for many of the Cambodian kids, if they were to wake up in the morning and find themselves experiencing the kind of daily life that we have, they would maybe even mistake it for heaven. Let's keep the perspective that we have received and we enjoy comforts that many Cambodians can't have even if they wanted them.
毎日喜びを期待しながら生活してみてください。喜びは神様から与えられるものです。また喜びは他人と共有することで何倍ものへの力へと変えられていきます。
And let's be challenged to live each day in anticipation of joy. Joy is a gift that we receive from God, and it can grow and be multiplied by sharing it with other people.
同じ目的を持って、このコミュニティが居心地の良い楽しい関係であり続けるために、今私たちにできることをやってみましょう。
Sharing a common goal and purpose, let's all share in doing what we can to help this community, to help our church family, to nurture relationships where we experience joy together.
そして今回、4年ぶりにカンボジアの旅が復活しました。
And finally now, after a four-year gap, we are going to begin sending mission teams to Cambodia.
水戸教会とシンガポールの基督教会が運営を支援する BCS。現在は違った意味合いがありますが、以前はバイアンコミュニティスクールでした。
BCS, the free English school that's operated and supported by Mito Church and Bedok Church in Singapore, it stands for Beatitude Cambodia School after we did some new licensing, but it was originally started as Banyan Community School.
バイアンというのはカンボジアに馴染み深い木であり、小さい種からは想像できないほどしっかりとした根っこを持つ大きな木へと成長します。
We had chosen that name because the banyan tree is something that is very familiar to the people of Cambodia. It grows from a very, very small seed, but it grows into a very large tree with deep, firm roots, bigger than you would imagine.
神様からこの教会に託されたミッションサンデーという素敵な使命ですが、長く続けているとマンネリ化してきたり、無関心になってしまったりと、だんだんと気持ち的にもダウンしていくのを感じます。
God has entrusted this church with a wonderful mission, and has given us Mission Sunday as a way to engage in that mission. But we can also admit that the longer we continue to do it, sustaining that excitement can be challenging. It's easy to get stuck in a rut.It's easy to wrestle with apathy and maybe even feel, hear, or express negativity.
そこで今回は新しいことに挑戦していきたいと思います。
So, for this Mission Sunday today, Kana and I have planned something new that we want to try to do all together.
カンボジアに行った行かない関係なく、心一つにバイヤーの木をモチーフにしたアート作品を作り、それを今回のチームに託して BCS の子どもたちに届けてもらおうと思います。
Regardless of whether or not we personally have gone to Cambodia, we want to join our hearts together for a shared purpose, and we're going to make a gift, using this art. We're going to make an art project together, and with the motif of a banyan tree. And then we're going to ask the team that's going to go to Cambodia this Friday to deliver it to the children and staff of BCS.
小さい種から大きな木になるバイヤーのように、私たちの小さな行動がいつか大きな奇跡につながっていくように願いを込めて楽しんでクラフトしていけたらと思います。
Just like the banyan tree that grows from a small seed into a very large tree, we hope that our small activity here will lead into something of a God-sized miracle in Cambodia someday in the future, and that it will also grow a sense of fun within all of us as we participate together in this craft.
ここからはこのクラフトを考えてくれたカンナさんにリードをお願いしたいと思います。
So we're gonna, I'm going to ask Kana to lead the next part of it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
ガクさんとニコールさん、ちょっとここにいないんですけど、ガクさんとニコールさんがお話ししてくれたからし種やパンダネのように、そしてみずきが話してくれた、バイヤーの木のように、その種まきを皆様と共にしていきたいと思い、クラフトをしようと考えました。今回その種まきは御言葉を通して行いたいと思います。
Like Jesus' parables of the mustard seed and the yeastThat Gaku and Nicole shared about in our communion time last week, and then connected to the example and the image of the banyan tree that Mizuki just talked about, we are going to work together now as a group to sow some seeds, some small seeds, through a creative activity. And specifically, we're going to sow seeds using God's word. Words, and especially God's word, has power.
はじめに言葉があった。言葉は神と共にあった。言葉は神であった。その言葉ははじめに神と共にあった。ヨハネによる福音書1章1節から2節。
For example, John chapter 1 verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, the word already existed. The word was with God. And the word was God. He existed in the beginning with God.
主は御言葉は御言葉を使わして彼らを癒し、破滅から彼らを救い出された。詩編107章20章
And, for, and Psalm 107 verse 20 He sent out His word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death.
この2つの御言葉からもあるように、その力を通して BCS の生徒たちだけでなく、訪れる全ての人の支えや心の光に、皆さんで作り上げたクラフトがなればいいなと思っております。
Just as these two scriptures reminded us of the power of God's word, the power that God's word possesses and what it does, we are also hoping that this craft is going to become a source of encouragement and light, not only for the hearts of the BCS students, but all who visit as well.
ここからクラフトの説明に入らせていただきます。まず最初に9グループに分かれてもらいます。分かれた後、2種類の紙を配ります。
So first, I'm going to take a few moments to explain about the craft that we're going to do now. What we're going to do and why we're going to do it. First, everyone that is here is going to break up into 9 groups. Okay? And after we do that, we're going to distribute 2 different types of paper to everybody.
一つは小さな紙。小さな葉っぱ型の紙で、もう一つが大きい葉っぱ型の紙です。小さい葉っぱの紙には自分の好きな御言葉やカンボジアの子どもたちに届けたい御言葉を書いてください。
One of them is a small leaf-shaped paper, and the second is a much larger leaf-shaped paper. On the small leaf, we want you to write your favorite scripture.Or a meaningful scripture that you would particularly like to share with our Cambodian friends.
BCS の生徒や先生に向けて送るので英語でお願いします。日本語も英語も両方書くのも OK です。え、御言葉は他の人と同じでも全然大丈夫です。それほどその箇所が大切なんだなぁなど、見てくれた人たちにたくさん感じてもらいましょう。で、また伝えたいメッセージがある場合はそれを書いても大丈夫です。
This is going to be sent to the BCS staff and students, so we need to ask you to try to write it in English. It's also okay to write it both in Japanese and English together, so if you have a difficult time with that, you can ask an English speaker in your group to help you with that part. It's okay if people write down the same Bible verse too, because that just emphasizes how important that scripture is for our lives.It's okay to write a personal message if you have as well that you want to share with them.
そして大きい黄色い紙の方がグループで1枚です。
Secondly, the big yellow leaf is one that's going to be given to each of the 9 groups.
Q グループは愛グループ、喜びグループ、平安グループ、寛容、親切、柔和、自制、善意、誠実グループの御霊の実というグループで分かれてもらいます。
The 9 groups are going to be divided into the 9 fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Within your various groups, we want you to work together to create a picture or a message or select a scripture that matches the fruit of the Spirit that your group is assigned.
御霊の実であるそれぞれのテーマに合う御言葉やメッセージなどをグループで話し合って書いてください。愛だったら愛を感じる聖書箇所やハートとかハグの絵とか、こう平和だったら平和を感じる聖書箇所や平和のイメージがある鳩の絵などを書くとか、皆さんがそれぞれ持っているイメージとかアイディアをグループ内でシェアして、御言葉でも絵でも両方でもいいので表現してほしいです。
So for example, if your fruit is love, you can write a scripture that talks about or creates a feeling about love or about the heart. Or you can draw an image that evokes love, like a heart or something. If it's peace, you can do something like a scripture about peace or draw a dove or something like that. You can just share your ideas together in your group and decide what you want to do as a group. And then you can even use a scripture and a picture. Whatever you do, we just want you to create it together as a group.
小さい葉っぱは1人5分目安で、グループ活動で10分、計15分を目安として活動してください。
We're going to have 5 minutes to work on our individual, our small green leaf, and then you have 10 minutes to work in your group to do something with your big yellow leaf. So you, for a total of 15 minutes.
その間、今までミッションサンデーで扱ってきたカンボジアのビデオをスクリーンに流しておきます。終わった人はそのビデオを見て過ごしてください。アイデアが浮かばない人はその動画たちを見て参考にしても構いません。ぜひ楽しみながら暮らしていきましょう。
And while we do this, we're going to play a couple of videos that kind of share about the mission work that we've seen in past Mission Sundays in Cambodia. So if you're finished with your work, then we just encourage you to go back to your seat and you can watch those videos. Or if you're struggling to come up with an idea of like what to do and how to do it, you can also watch the video and try to get some inspiration from it.More than anything, we just want you to have fun together while you do this to show love and encouragement to the Cambodians.
ではそれではまずグループ分けをしていきます。イングリッシュスピーカーの人、手を挙げてください。
So now we're going to divide everyone in the group. So first we want the English speakers to raise their hands.
じゃあ行きます。1、2、3、4、5、6、7、8、9。
Remember your number, okay? I think you should say it in English. Because some people don't know Japanese.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 4.
So remember your number.
カンボジアに行ったことがある人、手を挙げてください。
So secondly, not English speakers, but Japanese people who have gone to Cambodia before. Raise your hand.
します。日本語で言います。1、2、3、4、5、6、7、8、9。はい。はい、じゃあまだ終えられていない方、手を挙げてください。
Okay, everybody else who has not gone to Cambodia and has not had a number yet, raise your hand.
はい、いきます。1、2、3、4、5、6、7、8、9、1、2、3、4、5、6で、お聞きかな。
Did everybody get a number? Everybody get a number?
じゃあ、ここら辺が1グループ、その後ろが2グループ、後ろが3グループです。
Okay, so one will be in this front corner. If you're two, you're in the middle section of that side. And if you're three, you're in the back corner.And then 4 at the front here, 5 in the middle, and 6 at the back of the middle section.
7, 8, 9.
And then 7 here at the front, 8 in the middle, and 9 at the back over there.
Okay, so then, after the break, there's a table.ペンとかがあるので各自持ってって言ってくれて、あれれれれれれれ、今から持ってきます。まあ別れてください。
Okay, so break up into your groups, please.